You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Would you rather?
Here are two very different scenarios.
You need to pick whichever one you please, though.
The choice is yours, which one will it be, oh?
Would you rather?
Amber,
yo.
Winter is coming. And so this one is in relation to you during the winter.
Okay.
So I'm going to make you choose between two of your favourite things.
Oh, during the winter?
Mm-hmm.
As if winter's not bad enough.
Amber, would you rather no Netflix or no heating this winter?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know winter is all about Netflix and heating.
Mm.
So I know you've got heated floors.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss them goodbye.
Yeah.
Electric blanket, it's gone.
Don't have one.
Okay, that's all right then. Heating or Netflix?
So can I still use Stan?
No.
SBS On Demand?
No.
ABC?
No, you got free to air.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, I know. I know, mate.
So
you can watch the news. You can watch Question Time. I know that's your favourite.
You're the worst.
Oh, life of the party, Wheatland.
Hey. Okay. I think I would go with no heating.
No heating.
Sorry, DeVillies. But I feel maybe it could ground me a little bit and make me realise, yeah, well, like, I'd be cold. But there are blankets, and it might also remind me, but there are some people in the world less fortunate than me.
Yeah, that's a thought that gets old really quick. Like, it's all well and good for one day when you're like, well, I guess this is what other people
but
deal with.
I could just wear heaps of blankets and
no,
still
you can't
enjoy
do that
it. Yes, I can.
You've only got one.
Good.
And it's a crap one.
No, it's not.
It's like that one that your mum's for some reason kept in the boot since 1987. Did a little naughty, did a little sporty, did a little sporty. No, I've already bugged it up.
Yeah.
Nah, you know what I'm
classic.
Doing. Naughty or sporty, 640.
We got a naughty.
Of course we do.
Today.
Commonwealth Games are on.
Yeah.
Go get an update on your own time.
Yeah.
Naughty story.
This is just a good excuse to talk about sex robots, okay? We'll get to the Commonwealth Games later.
No promises.
No, we do. That's
oh, okay, righto.
Stay tuned. So this guy has invented a sex robot. I mean, it's not revolutionary.
No,
we know
existed.
That sex robots are a thing. But he says that his sex robot, Samantha,
okay.
has saved...
I'm Samantha. I have sex with everybody.
Has saved his marriage.
Okay.
So he and his wife have been married for 16 years and wasn't in the mood.
Wasn't in the mood.
The wife wasn't in the mood, so she is totally fine with Samantha the sex robot.
Weird.
And, yeah, well, they can still continue their relationship together non-sexually,
yeah.
I guess, and he is getting his needs from Samantha sexy robot.
It's still weird. Don't you agree?
Sex robots freak me out.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I feel like there are steps that you should and could do before. There's got to be an in-between between not really having a sex drive with your partner anymore and going straight to sex robot. There's things that you can do.
Which do you find strange? I don't want to say strange because I don't want to shame anyone, but which makes you, is like more of another world for you? You and your partner agreeing that one of you is getting a sex robot or you and your partner having an agreement that if you're not having sex, you're allowed to go to a brothel?
Ooh.
Because I'm uncomfortable with both of them.
I think the sex robot idea is that it's not like a person.
Yeah.
So you're not.
But
like,
you've got to live with it then.
Yeah.
This is like another would you rather.
And they're creepy.
100%
like,
creepy.
Sex robots are like terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't have to live with a prostitute.
That's true. But it is like another person that is capable of like emotions and. Yeah. That's a tough one.
It is. That should have been our would you rather earlier this morning right there. Sex robot or brothel.
Damn it. Anyway. Good news for this guy. He's not divorced and he can still have his wife and his sex robot. He gets his cake and he eats it too.
Yeah, please don't talk about eating the cake. This story could divide people, Amber.
Okay.
A Sydney barber is being taken to court. He's being sued for discrimination because a mother brought her daughter in for a haircut, which he said, I'm a barber, not a hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
There's a salon literally 20 seconds down the road.
Yeah.
That's where I generally send my female clientele.
Ooh.
Because this isn't what I do. I'm not qualified to cut your daughter's hair.
Okay.
And she's a, how dare you?
Yeah.
He's like, no. 6-month course to be a barber.
Yep.
3-year course, including apprenticeship, to be a hairdresser.
Yep.
They're similar. They're not the same thing.
Yep.
I'm not qualified to cut your daughter's hair.
So he wasn't confident that he could get the job done.
Yeah, it wasn't that he didn't want to.
He doesn't hate women, no. Doesn't hate young girls or anything like that. It's not like the old barbershop where women aren't allowed, because back in the day, women weren't allowed to go into barbershops. It was a man's place.
It's more just, well, I think the traditional barbershop has had a bit of a resurge, and it is, unofficially, I guess, it's a blokey sort of place. But the nuts and bolts of it is, he doesn't physically have the skills required to cut this girl's hair.
Yeah.
So he sent her down the road to the hairdresser.
So girl's mum wanted her to have a crap haircut or what?
I have no idea. Unless he was like, I can shave it, I guess.
Yeah.
Would you like me to do that?
I think he's done the right thing. And I don't think he should be being sued for it.
I couldn't agree more. And I hope the courtroom sees the madness of all this.
Yeah.
But it got us talking, Amber.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. What do you refuse to do? Home? Work? I don't care. What job do you refuse to do?
There was a dog poo sitting out front of our office here at HIT. On the grass. And I refused to clean it up.
Yeah.
Again, no one asked me to do it, but I just made it very clear that I would not do it should the conversation come up.
I rolled into work one morning and there was a spider's web that would have been a metre wide and a metre and a half high with the spider in the middle, and I made it very known that I was not going to be handling that problem.
Nah.
That I don't care who does. I don't care who you have to call in, but it was not going to be me.
13, 12, 16. What jobs do you refuse to do?
Yeah.
Home, work, whatever.
A barber in Sydney is being sued because he wouldn't cut a girl's hair.
Mm-hmm.
Not because he doesn't like women, because he says he doesn't have the skills. He's not a hairdresser, he's a barber. He knows how to do boys' hair.
And he very helpfully sent mum and daughter off to the salon.
Yeah,
just
20 seconds down the road, he said.
Yeah.
And he's being sued because he wouldn't do something outside of his skill set.
Yeah. He didn't feel confident doing it.
So 13, 12, 16. Yeah, 13, 12, 16. We're asking what you refuse to do.
Yes.
Whether it's home, work, we don't mind.
Yeah. Ard joins us on 13, 12, 16. Babe, what do you refuse to do?
So moisting.
Love it. Yeah, me too.
You're one of us.
It's probably like in the top five would be dishes.
You refuse to do the dishes. That's a constant job. How do you get out of that one?
Partner.
Yeah. What about dishwasher?
Well, look, we've got one too, but sometimes I just look at it now and I'm just like, oh, I'm not even going in there. Babe, the kitchen needs to be clean.
Because I hate the dishes, but I will deal, like, my compromise is the dishwasher.
Still hate it.
Or you look at your hubby and you say, yes, I have a dishwasher here with two hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're refusing to do the dishes, is there anything that your partner refuses to do that you have to do?
Clean up after the kid, which I don't mind doing.
Okay.
It's just a constant job of, like, four times a day, like, walking after it.
That sounds like a really good, like, I could get that rule going in my house. I'll look after the dishes. It's fine. We've got a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Carl's, when we have kids,
yeah.
I'm going to need you to pick up all the toys all the time. Just clean after that child for the next 18 years. But
you think it stops at 18 years?
It would be for 18 years. Maybe from, like, from 2 until 7, and then you start drilling into them.
Guys, I don't care. I'm just doing the dishes. This is my problem.
Thanks for your call, babe.
Thanks.
Keep them coming through, 13, 12, 16. What jobs do you refuse to do?
Yeah.
Whether it be at your job, what jobs at your job do you refuse to do?
That one's a harder one to do. But at home, you can refuse to. It still remains your problem a lot of the time.
Oh, man, I just rebel against myself all the time.
Yeah.
Have a conversation like, Amber, pick up after yourself. No, I won't. You should. No. Yes. Anyway.
You're an odd person to be around.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.